圣经里头的保罗啊，他是一个怎样的人呢？
What kind of person is Paul recorded in the Bible?
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章第六节。
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6.
第六节，找不着他们，就把耶孙和几个弟兄带到地方官那里，喊叫说：“那扰乱天下的也到这里来了。”
But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too."
这里有人说保罗啊是扰乱天下的。
And here someone claimed that Paul is a person who had turned the world upside down.
保罗做的是同样一件事情。
Paul has always been doing the same thing.
但是却有非常不一样的反应。
But the reaction from people are very different.
有人认为他是扰乱天下的。
Some people feel that he has turned the world upside down.
这个是一个比较负面的一个形容。
Of course, this is a more negative description.
他是制造问题的人。
For he is a problem creator.
但是另一方面的人认为保罗总是带来复兴。
But on the other hand, some people feel that Paul always brings about revival.
这些能够接受保罗所传的福音的人他们是得到复兴。
And these people who can accept the gospel preached by Paul, their faith, their lives has been revived.
因为他们的生活形态得到改变。
Because their life, they would have been transformed.
他们也得着了真正的自由。
They have also received the real freedom.
所以同样一个人做同样的事情，常常会有不同的。别人对他会有不同的评论。
Therefore, for a person doing the same thing, oftentimes people place different judgments on that one thing.
这告诉我们说，我们人总是非常的主观。
And so this is to tell us, as human beings, we are all very subjective.
所以我们有很多的时候，我们自己要做一些判断。
Therefore, many times we have to be discernful, or we need to make some judgments.
因为人的意见、人的看法会是这么的不一样。
For the opinions from different people will be so different.
所以我们不认为保罗他是一个制造问题的人我们却认为他是一个带给人复兴的人。
So we do not feel that Paul is a person who creates problems.But he is a person who brings about revival.
在圣经里头，保罗曾经在一个特别的时刻里头，特别的地点来带来了复兴。
And Paul at once in the Bible at a certain time, he brought about this great revival.
那我们来学习这带来复兴的几个重点。
And so I'd like to discuss and study the main points of revival.
我们常常很在乎是哪一个人。
Many times we cares about who.
但是其实很重要的是，这个他做了什么事情。
But what's important is what have he done?
这是我们应该常常要提醒自己的一个观念。
This is a concept we often have to remind ourselves.
因为这是一个非常看重人的时代。
Because we live in a generation that looks upon human beings.
所以我们也很容易落入这样的一个原则里头。
And therefore, very easily we'll fall into that kind of principle.
但是在信仰的层面，应该更重要的是。我们到底在做什么事情？
But in terms of our faith, what we need to pay attention to is what are the things we are doing.
我们如果也一样做对的事情，复兴也一样属于我们。
If we are doing the right thing, then likewise revival will belong to us.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章二十五节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
这是在监狱
They're imprisoned.
这是在深夜半夜的时候。
And this is in the middle of the night, deep into the night.
这样的一个地方，这样的一个时刻，也可以是，也可以带来一个复兴。
So in such a place and such a moment, revival can also occur.
一样的，因为他们在做对的事情。
It is because they are doing the right thing.
所以这个复兴跟人没有什么绝对的关系，跟这个时间地点也没有什么绝对的关系。
Therefore, revival has no direct relationship to certain people or even to the place or the time.
这里我们看到说有两个基督徒他们在做非常真实的祷告。
And we see here two Christians, they're doing this very sincere prayer.
保罗、希拉他们被鞭打，然后被关在监牢里。
And Paul and Silas, they were beaten and they were put into prison.
这个时刻他们必须要祷告。
At this time, they need to pray.
这时候他们遇到了挫折。
In this moment, they have encountered these difficulty.
在我们的生活当中，挫折也是我们常常会遭遇的事情。
And so, difficulties in our lives will always often occur.
挫折有时候有人会认为是不幸的一件事情。
And many people feel that if we encounter some trouble, it is something unfortunate.
但是圣经告诉我们，常常挫折却也是一个福气。
But oftentimes from the Bible, we can see that our trouble often may be a blessing.
为什么保罗他们遇到挫折
？So why did Paul they encounter these troubles？
因为他们为了传福音，他们受到逼迫。
They for the sake of preaching the gospel, they were persecuted.
这就像主耶稣所说的是为了义来受逼迫。
This is as Jesus had mentioned that they have been persecuted on behalf of righteousness.
受到挫折的时候，他们在神的面前祷告。
And when they're in trouble, they pray before the Lord.
我们也都有祷告的习惯。
And all of us, we have habits of prayer.
但是我们发现这个祷告的生活里头有时候它是不太一样的。
But we discover sometimes in our life of prayer, there are differences.
有时候是很肤浅的，有时候是很深入的。
And sometimes it's very superficial, but sometimes we pray depth into the depth of prayer.
很多的时候在受挫折的时候，那一个跪下来的祷告会是一个很不一样的祷告。
And many times when we are suffering or in trouble, our prayers will be a different prayer.
在困难当中，一点都不像在天堂。
And in difficulty, it is not like we do not experience heaven.
但是在挫折当中的祷告常常让人觉得是在天堂。
However, the prayer in times of difficulty will always or often make us feel that we are in heaven.
那一种感受是非常的真实，非常深刻的。
That kind of feeling would be very real and very, it will make a deep impression.
那当然，他们在挫折的时候，他们会祷告这是因为他们平常就有祷告的生活。
And that they are praying in times of difficulty, it is because, in their normal lives, they have habits of prayer.
请看十六章的十六节。
If we read chapter 16, verse 16.
这里说我们往祷告的地方去。
It says that they went to the place of prayer.
他们来到一个新的地方。
They came to a new place.
他们很在意的是找一个可以跟大家一起祷告的地方。
What they cared about is that they went to find a place where they can pray with everyone.
祷告成为他们生活当中必须要有而且是重要的一件事情。
And prayer has become a thing that has to happen in their lives, and that that is very important.
所以在挫折的时候，他们很自然的也是来向神祷告。
Therefore, in their trouble, they very naturally they will pray to God.
半夜里我们在做什么？
In the midnight, at the deep of the night, what are we doing?
一般来讲，我们应该是在熟睡。
Usually, we are probably sleeping.
半夜里头常常是最黑暗的时刻。
In the middle of the night, it is usually the darkest time.
但是在这里说，在半夜里，这两个人在祷告。
But here it says in the middle of the night, these two people they are praying.
啊，对他们来讲，真的是非常的黑暗。
And so to them, it is truly in the very they're experiencing darkness.
他们是被关在监牢的最底面。
They are imprisoned into the innermost cell, inside the prison.
啊，是黑暗中的黑暗的地方。
It is the darkness within the darkness.
那他们的处境。也可以说是黑暗的。
And we can say that what their situation is also very dark.
啊，因为他们刚被鞭打完。
For they have been just flogged.
刚被鞭打的时候，可能还不知道痛。
When they were just beaten, they probably couldn't feel the pain.
啊，经过了几个小时，就开始发炎，可能开始发炎，开始觉得疼痛。
And after a few hours, they will begin to feel the burn and the pain.
但是在这最黑暗的时刻里头，他们仍然可以做祷告。
But however, during this time of darkness, they can still pray.
在我们信仰生活里头，从来没有太黑暗以至于不能祷告。
In our life of faith, there is never a moment in our life that would be so dark, where we could not pray.
啊，只是说在最黑暗的时刻里头，我们是不是在祷告
？We can only ask, whether or not in the darkest moment of our life, are we praying?
当我们失业的时候，我们在做什么？
When we have lost our jobs, what are we doing?
当我们病痛的时候，我们在做什么
？When we're sick, what are we doing?
当我们被误会的时候，我们在做什么
？When we're misunderstood, what are we doing?
当我们失去亲人的时候，我们在做什么
？When we lost our beloved, what are we doing?
当我们失去了财物，我们在做什么
？And when we have lost our possessions, what do we do?
当我们觉得不被爱的时候，我们在做什么
？When we feel that we're no longer loved, what do we do?
以上的这些都是我们人生当中的黑暗的时刻。
All these moments that we describe are all very dark moments of our lives.
在这黑暗的时刻里头，我们真的在做祷告吗
？In these moments of darkness, are we truly praying?
如果我们没有祷告的习惯，祷告的生活。那我们在黑暗的时刻里头，可能不是在做祷告。
If we do not have habits of prayer or a life of prayer, then in the moment of our darkness, we probably will not pray.
神的作为也常常在这种黑暗的时刻来展开。
And oftentimes the work of God will manifest itself during these dark hours.
让人更清楚地晓得是神在神。神爱我们，是神在工作。
So that we can understand that truly it is God who works, and it is truly God who loves.
请看诗篇一百二十一篇。
In Psalm number 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇第四节。
Psalm number 121, verse 4.
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。第五节，保护你的是主，主在你右边应聘你。
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand.
有时候是因为无助、孤单，让我们觉得黑暗。
Sometimes because of helplessness and also loneliness, we feel that we are in the darkness.
当你突然间觉得好像你没有被爱。你会觉得不但孤单，而且觉得是在黑暗里头。
If we feel that all of a sudden we are now no longer loved, we feel that we're in darkness and we're alone.
在人与人的生活当中，有时候真的会有这样的遭遇，这样的感觉。
And so between our relationship with other people, there are times we will have that kind of feeling or that kind of experience.
有时候真的一时间。好像没有人理你了。
Because at moments we discover that no one cares about us.
其实有时候是我们自己的感觉。
But sometimes it is only our own perception.
人都哪里去了？
Where did everybody go?
但是在这里告诉我们说，保护以色列的他不打瞌睡，也不睡觉。
But here it tells us, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
他总是在我们的右边。
For he is always at our right hand.
在我们右边做什么
？What is he doing at our right hand？
在我们的右边来展开他的工作。
At our right hand, he works。
所以在最黑暗的时刻，也常常是我们最容易去 体验神的时刻。
So at the darkest time of our lives, it is also the time when we can experience God.
体验到了神，就带来了复兴。
If we experience God, then we will have revival.
体验到了神，让我们突然清醒过来。
If we experience God, then we will be awakened.
有一次，主耶稣的门徒啊，他们也是在半夜里头，在加利利湖。
One time, Jesus' disciple, in the middle of the night, in the Lake of Galilee.
据说这个加利利湖有一个很特别的地方，就是啊，它有时候会无缘无故的突然间起风浪。
That in the Sea of Galilee, it was said that, all of a sudden, a storm would just happen.
因为如果事先晓得会有风浪的话，人们就不会渡船。
Because if they know that there will be a turbulent storm happening, then they will not row their boat to that place.
看起来好像是风平浪静。
It seems that it is a very calm sea.
结果在行船的当中，突然间就起了风暴。
However, when they're going about in the sea, the storm will come.
那是门徒遇到了风暴，而且是在半夜当中。
At that time, the disciples experienced the storm, and it was in the middle of the night.
他们很努力，但是他们觉得很无助。
That they try very hard, but they are helpless.
他们觉得他们会丧命。
And they felt that they are about to lose their lives.
结果主耶稣来走在这个水面上。
And then they saw Jesus walking on the sea.
在这种情形之下，他们更害怕。他们以为看见了鬼怪。
At this time, they are even more afraid. They thought that they had seen a monster.
主耶稣说是我，你们不用怕。
But Jesus said that it is I, do not fear.
风浪平静了。
And then the sea calmed down.
他们体验到神的同在是这么的伟大。
And then they experienced that the abidance of God is such a wonderful thing.
在最黑暗的时刻里头，他们亲自体验了神的能力。
In the darkest moment of their lives, they experienced the power of God.
所以祷告总是复兴的一个基础。
Therefore, prayer is the foundation of revival.
每一个神的作为里头，总是可以看到人的祷告。
And in every work of God, we can find the prayer of man.
尤其是在需要复兴的那个时刻。
Especially in the moment when the revival is required.
尼希米他听到从耶路撒冷来的消息。
When Nehemiah he heard about the news from Jerusalem,
让他心里觉得非常的悲伤痛苦。
He felt very sorrowful and sad in his heart.
城门被拆毁，城墙被破坏了。
For the city wall and the city gates, they're all torn down.
这也代表着这个耶路撒冷城。失去了这个保护。
And also, can understand that the city of Jerusalem has lost its protection.
尼希米是一个爱国家、爱百姓的人。
And Nehemiah was a person who loves his country and who loves his people.
他是远远的在这个波斯帝国的王宫里头。
And he lived in the palace of the Persian kingdom.
他知道。这个耶路撒冷需要得到复兴。
And he understands that Jerusalem requires a revival.
他能够做什么
？What can he do？
圣经说，他就流泪，他就禁食。
Bible says that then he wept and he fasted.
他希望能够有机会回到耶路撒冷去。
He is hoping that he will have the chance to go back to Jerusalem.
他希望能够跟那个复兴的这件事情有份。
He's hoping that he can take part in the work of revival.
所以他无时不刻的在想着，而且在祷告着。
So every moment he is thinking about Jerusalem and he prayed about it.
在跟国王对话当中，他也心里在默祷着。
While he was speaking to the king, he is still praying in his heart.
祷告成为一个复兴的一个重要的基础。
And so prayer has become the foundation of revival.
尼希米带来了耶路撒冷城的复兴。
So Nehemiah brought about the revival of the city of Jerusalem.
因为从他开始来做这个祷告的事情。
It is starting with him from the work of prayer.
他祷告，他也带领 这些百姓来做祷告。
And he prayed, he also led the people to pray.
所以成为一个祷告的教会，这是非常的重要。
Therefore, to become a church of prayer, it is very important.
成为一个祷告的教会，可以就是从你、从我来开始。
And to become a church of prayer, I can start from you and I.
保罗、希拉他们如何做祷告
？And so Paul and Silas, how they had made their prayer.
他们是非常专心的祷告。
And they prayer with full, they pray with full concentration.
他们身上带着伤痕。
Even though they have these wounds on their bodies.
相信在那个半夜里头是最疼痛的时候。
And believe that at the middle of the night, it probably hurts the most.
但是他们专心的祷告。
But they pray with full concentration.
他们用相信的心来祷告。
With a faithful heart, they prayed.
他们相信神的拯救。
They believe in the deliverance of God.
他们相信神的安排。
They believe in the arrangement of God.
为什么会有复兴
？Why can there be revival?
这两个基督徒他们有正确的态度。
And these two Christians, they have the correct attitude.
使徒行传十六章二十五节说，他们不但祷告，而且他们还唱诗赞美神。
So in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it tells us that not only they are praying, they also sing hymns to praise God.
这个祷告或许还不是最最特别的事情。
And so to pray is probably not the most special thing.
他们的唱诗赞美神，这应该是更突出的一个见证。
Their singing of hymns is probably a more witness witness of God.
我们也可以说，他们在唱诗赞美神，这是一个神迹。
We can also say that they are able to praise God and sing hymns, that is a miracle.
当我们心中充满着沮丧的时候，我们会唱诗赞美神吗？
When our heart is full of sorrow, can we still sing him to praise God?
所以他们当时应该不是心中充满着沮丧。
And so at that time, there must not be full of sorrow.
那其实他们是有理由觉得非常沮丧的。
But in fact, they have reasons to be disappointed or feel sorrowful.
因为这一路走来啊，似乎他们不应该遇到这样的事情。
For what they have done so far, they shouldn't have experienced this kind of thing.
我们请看十六章的第九节。
In chapter 16, verse 9.
在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
Chapter 16, verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night.A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
保罗跟希拉他们一直在筹划着到哪里去传福音。
So Paul and Silas, they planned where to go to preach.
他们尝试着到这个地方去。
They tried to go to that place to preach.
尝试着到另外一个地方去。
And they tried to go to another place to preach.
到最后神显异象给保罗看。
At the end, they saw a vision from God.
这是一个非常真实清楚的指示。
It is a very clear indication.
那保罗他们也顺服了这一个指示。
And Paul and company, they also follow and obey this kind of indication.
他们就往马其顿去，从小亚细亚进入欧洲。
So from they went forward to Macedonia from Minor Asia, they enter into Europe.
因为顺服神的指示，所以神也跟他们同工。
Because they follow the will of God, therefore God worked with them.
所以在十四节、十五节就提到这个尼底亚他们一家人的信主。
Therefore, in verse 14 and 15, talks about the believing of the family of Lydia.
因为神这个主耶稣他开导了这个尼底亚的心。
Now, because of God, God opened up the heart of Lydia.
所以让他能够。听，能够注意听，而且能够明白。
And so that she can listen, carefully and also understand it.
而且能够下定决心来相信主耶稣。
And that they can make the determination to believe in Lord Jesus.
保罗、希拉他们也没有 停下来他们的工作。
So Paul and Silas, they continue on with their work.
所以十六节他们就往一个祷告的地方去。
And so verse 16 says that they went to this place of prayer.
他们发现有一个被鬼附着的一个一个女仆人。
And so they discovered this person, a slave girl who was possessed by the spirit.
他们生出这怜悯的心
，and so they have this merciful heart.
靠着主耶稣给他们的权柄，他们将这个鬼赶出去。
By the power given by Lord Jesus Christ, they cast out the demon.
他们实在看到说这是一个传福音的场所。
And so they truly can experience and see that this is a place to preach the gospel.
但是就在没有多久的时间，突然。有这样的一个很大的变化。
But in that moment, all of a sudden, this great change happened.
他们被抓、被打、被下在监牢里。
They are taken captive, they are beaten, and they are also put in prison.
他们不晓得明天这些人还要怎么来审判他们。
And they did not know what will happen tomorrow.
如果继续被留在监牢里头，他们如何去传扬福音
？If they are continue imprisoned, how can they continue to preach?
这是神给他们的指示，但是为什么会有这样的遭遇
？This is a vision from God. How can they encounter this kind of suffering?
哦，这不是一个小小的挫折，是一个很大的一个困难临到他们。
This is not just a little challenge, but a very great difficulty that they face.
在我们生活当中，常常也有一些事情让我们是觉得可以觉得灰心沮丧的。
So there are many things in our lives that will make us disappointed and also make us very, very sad.
不应该遭遇到的事情，却被我们遭遇到了。
It is not something we're supposed to come in contact with, but yet we have faced it.
应该是能够得到很多的爱的，好像没有了爱。
It's supposedly that we are supposed to receive a lot of love, and yet we discover no love.
应该是有照着我们的期望的，但是却没有照我们的期望。
It is supposed to go according to our hopes, and yet it did not go according to what we have hoped.
又看看自己一路走来，也没有什么差错的地方。
And we have tried to examine our path, and we discover there is no fault on our part.
但是结果怎么会是这么的？这么的不如我们的想象。
But the result is very different from our imagination.
但是这两个人呢，他们不管摆在眼前发生在身上的是什么事情，他们赞美神。
But these two people, that did not matter what happened to them, they sing him to praise God.
他们所专注的不是在他们所遭遇的问题。
What they focus upon is not the problem they face.
他们专注于神的能力。
What they focus on is the power of God.
他们专注于这个神的带领跟神的旨意。
And they focus on the guidance of God and the will of God.
对人来讲，这是一个困难，这是一个问题。
From people's observation, this is a problem. This is a difficulty.
但是如果把它提升。把我们的眼界提升到问题之上。
But if we can elevate our vision above the problem,
就会发现说，其实不是问题。
Then we discover that is not no longer the problem.
我们有很多人搭飞机的经，有很多人有这个很多搭飞机的经验。
Many of us have an experience of riding on an airplane.
这个起飞之前呢，你看这个行程很低哈，是这个。气候不好。
Right before the plane takes off, we see that the weather is quite bad. For the cloud cover is quite dark.
但是很多时候，当这个飞机起飞之后，冲破了这个云层。
But many times, as the plane takes off and passes and elevate above the clouds,
突然发现说这个阴天之上啊。是晴天。
Now we discover that underneath all of the dark layers of cloud, above it is actually quite bright.
当我们只专注于我们所遭遇的问题的时候，我们就好像是在这云层底下，是一个阴暗的天气。
And when we only focus on the problem that we face, it is as if we are under the clouds, a very dark weather that will be coming our way.
但是我们事实上是可以冲破这个云层。
But in fact, we have the ability to go above the cloud.
请看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？罗马书八章三十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
还有什么事情比耶稣为我们牺牲更大？
Are there anything that is of a greater sacrifice than Lord Jesus Christ's death for us?
还有什么能力会比耶稣的复活能力更大？
Have there been any greater power than the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ?
还有什么爱能够比耶稣的爱更大？
Has there been any love that is greater than the love of Lord Jesus Christ?
保罗、希拉他们就是清楚的看到这些。
And Paul and Silas, they could see all these things very clearly.
所以他们的心境啊，已经冲破了云层。
And so their heart has already broke through the clouds.
环境是阴暗的，但是他们的心境是晴朗的。
The environment is quite dark, but yet their heart they are quite bright.
他们相信神的计划，相信神的救拔。
They believe in the plan of God. They believe in the deliverance of God.
他们更有那个很好的态度。我是在跟主耶稣一起受苦。
And they have that good attitude. They know that they are suffering together with Christ.
那跟主耶稣一起受苦，就要跟他一起得荣耀。
And if we suffer together with Christ, we shall be glorified together with Christ.
这是使徒们他们一直有的一个原则跟心态。
And this is a understanding and principle, the apostles they possess.
这就是为什么他们能够去经过，去面对那些像火一样的试炼。
This is how they can experience and also go through the trial, the fiery trials.
他们知道不是只有我在受苦。
They understand that it is not I alone I am suffering.
我是在跟主耶稣一起受苦。
I'm suffering together with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗、希拉他们在唱诗赞美神。
Therefore, Paul and Silas they praise God by singing hymns.
那我们这也让我们看到说，这个唱诗跟祷告啊，它有同样的内容。同样的内涵跟价值。
And this is to tell us, singing hymn and praying, it has the same value and same types of content.
所以十六章二十五节说，他们祷告，他们又唱诗赞美神。
And therefore, in chapter 16:25, it tells us that they pray and they also sing hymns.
用那种祷告的心来唱赞美诗。
With the heart of prayer, they sing the hymns.
在唱诗当中，那个价值跟祷告会是一样的。
And when they sing hymns, then the value of that singing hymns would be the same as praying.
但愿我们也能够用祷告的态度跟心来唱赞美诗。
And we hope that we can also use the attitude as we pray to sing the hymns that we sing.
再请看回《使徒行传》十六章。
Let us turn back to the Book of Acts, chapter 16.
就在他们祷告唱诗的当中，这些囚犯他们觉得很好奇他们侧耳在听。
And so as they're singing hymns, the prisoners were curious and they were listening to them.
这些人同样觉得很惊讶他们不但祷告，而且还唱诗赞美神。
And so these people, they are quite surprised that they are not only praying, these people are also singing hymns.
就被他们的这个举动所吸引住了。
And so these people are captivated by what they are doing.
所以他们不是只是觉得好奇而已，他们是很专心侧耳的在听。
So not only that they are just curious, they are in fact listening tentatively.
在他们唱诗的当中应该那些歌词也是这个很有那种造就传福音的作用。
And I'm sure as they sing, the content or lyrics of their singing, is probably regarding the gospel and regarding preaching.
他们的祷告应该不但用悟性祷告，也是用灵眼在祷告。
And so not only they pray in the spirit, they also pray in understanding.
结果突然间有一个大家料想不到的事情发生了。
And then suddenly something that is out of expectation happened.
地大大的震动。
There was a great earthquake.
而且把这些锁链跟门都松开了。
And that they opened up all of the doors and the chains of everyone.
这个建筑照一般的往例应该一切都是安全的，没有问题的。
And so as a prison keeper, usually nothing would happen and everything would be secure.
所以半夜里也是休息的时间，是睡觉的时间。
So in the middle of the night, it is a time for them to rest.For them to sleep.
或许他是不应该睡觉的但是以往都不会有事情发生的。
Perhaps they are not supposed to sleep, but never had before anything had happened.
当他惊醒过来的时候
，and when he awoke from sleep,
他首先发现的就是门都开了。
He saw that the first thing he saw was that the prison doors were open.
门既然都可以震开了，锁链也可以震断。
And so even the doors are shaken open, so of course the chains probably were loosened as well.
被绑着都想跑了，更何况已经松开了。
And when you're bounded, you already want to flee. So now that everything is loosened, of course, everyone fled.
请看28节。
Verse 28.
保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
And Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here."
所以这个建筑他想说人跑了，他负担不起责任，所以他拔刀要自杀。
And so this prison keeper, he saw that everyone had fled, and he drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
为什么会有这监狱的复兴
？How can there be this prison revival?
因为这两个基督徒他们是在对的立场对的位置。
For these two Christians, they stand on the same, the right, the correct principle, the correct, in the correct place.
谁最有资格来跑开。
So who has the freedom or who is...given the right to flee at this time.
当然是保罗跟希拉。
Of course, it would be Paul and Silas.
因为这两个人不是因为伤害人或危害社会而被关在监牢里。
Because these two people, they are not in prison because they have hurt other people or that they have done something wrong.
他们是为了传福音带给人福气被关在监牢里。
They are preaching and trying to bring blessing to people. Because of this, they are imprisoned.
如果我是保罗，我或许会想说，莫非这就是神给我的机会？
If I were Paul, I probably thought that this is probably the opportunity that God has given me.
当然，彼得在监牢里，天使把他救出去。
Of course, Peter, when he was in prison, angels saved him out of prison.
但不是每一次都是一样的。
But not every time this will happen.Or the same.
在这一次，保罗、希拉他们没有跑掉。
This time, Paul and Silas they did not just take off.
他们站在对的立场。
They stood at the place that is right.
所以他对这个建筑说：“你不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
So he told the prison keeper that do not harm yourself. We are all here.
这个是让建筑他不。不敢去相信的一句话。
And so this is a sentence that could not be believed by the prison keeper.
保罗说我们都没有跑。
And Paul said that we are all here.
这个就是这是对建筑来讲这是一个神迹。
So to the prison keeper, this is a miracle.
为什么会有这个神迹
？How can this miracle happen?
因为这里有复兴。
Because there's revival.
在这短短的时刻里头，这些犯人都被感动了。
In this very short moment, all of the prisoners, they were touched.
他们明白了很重要的事情。
They understood something that is quite important.
保罗、希拉没有跑。
Paul and Silas, they did not run away.
所以这些人也都没有跑。
So all these people, they stayed.
如果他们跑的话，
if they were to run,
只是从一个不自由进入另外一个不自由。
They have only entered from a place without freedom to another place without freedom.
在监狱里头是的是不自由的。
It's true that in the prison, there is no freedom.
但是如果他们跑掉了，
But if they ran,
其实也是不自由。
In fact, they are not free either.
他们可能要过着逃亡的生活。
They had to live a life of fleeting from place to place.
哦，他们要躲避被人在，啊，在抓到。
They had to prevent themselves being taken captive again.
更可怕的，他们很有可能又回去过那种捆绑他们。犯罪不对的生活。
What's even worse is that they may have gone back to their own lives of sinning and doing evil deeds.
这些人都没有跑，这是一个神迹。
And so these people, none of them fled. This is a miracle.
为什么会有这个神迹？
How can this miracle happen?
因为有两个基督徒，他们站在对的立场。
Because there are two Christians standing upon the correct principle.
这些人他们也知道什么才是真正的自由。
And so then these people understand what would be the true freedom.
所以我们要带来复兴啊，我们必须要站在对的位置，站在对的立场。
And so to bring about revival, we need to stand on the right principles and the right places.
两个基督徒可以影响了整个监狱。
Two Christians can influence the entire prison.
所以我们要常常。问自己，我现在应该站在什么立场
？So we need to ask ourselves, in what kind of place, shall we stand?
在教会里头啊，我们要站在服事的立场。
In the church, we need to stand on the side of servitude.
在家庭里头，我们站在爱的立场。
In family, we need to stand, in love.
在世界，我们要站在分别的立场。
In the world, we need to stand, with distinction.
在主耶稣面前，我们要站在主耶稣里头。
Before Lord Jesus Christ, we need to stand within Him.
总之，站在对的立场，可以给我们带来复兴。
So if we stand in the right places, it will bring about revival.
请再看十六章三十一节。
In chapter 16, verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
So they say, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and you will.Be saved, you and your household.
这两个基督徒带给人正确的信息。
So these two Christians bring about the correct message for the people.
有正确的信息可以带来复兴。
Having the correct message can bring about revival.
对这个禁主来讲，问题已经解决了。
So to the prison keeper, his problem is taken care of.
但是他知道一个问题过了。可能会有另外一个问题再来。
But he knows that as a problem passed, another problem will come about.
他知道这两个人对他来讲是非常重要的人。
And then he understands that these two people are quite important.
他想要得到的答案或许可以从这两个人来得到。
The answer that he is looking for, perhaps he can find it from these two people.
他想要真正来解决人生的问题。
He wanted to truly solve the problem of life.
所以他问说，我当怎样行才可以得救？
So he asked him and say, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
保罗希拉给他的答案是独一无二的，是非常绝对的。
And Paul and Silas gave him the answer that is unique, that is true, that is correct.
也唯有这个绝对的真理啊，才可以给人带来真正的得救，这个真正的复兴。
It is only this absolute truth, can bring about the true, salvation and revival.
但是今天我们很多的人不喜欢所谓绝对的。
But today many of us, we do not like what is absolute.
我们对。对人或对小孩说，你要怎么做？
Sometimes we say to people or the little children say that you have to do this.
这个小孩都会马上回问你说为什么？
And the little kids, they will ask you right away why.
人是不容易接受所谓的 唯一的、绝对的。
And as a person, we are not likely to accept what is absolute.
但是常常这唯一绝对的，这个是啊，这个是正确的信息。
But many times, the one and only and the absolute, it is the truth.
尤其是圣经里头的真理。
Especially the truth that recorded in the Bible.
那因为这些人能够接受这一个正确的信息，所以他们有复兴。
And so these people, they are able to accept this absolute truth, and therefore they are revived.
禁足，他经历了这一个神迹，所以他很敬重保罗跟希拉。
So this prison keeper, he encountered this miracle, therefore he respected Paul and Silas.
所以他也向他们提出这个最有智慧、最重要的问题。
So therefore, he raised this very wise and very important question.
所以今天我们行事为人啊，要得到人的敬重，这也是非常的重要。
So today, what we do and all of the things that we do, we require respect from other people. That is an important thing.
因为我们正是在给人那种那个唯一绝对的答案。
Because we're trying to give people that one and only and that absolute truth.
当我们能够被敬重，人家才比较容易听得进去，愿意接受这种绝对的答案。
When we are respected, then people will be more willing to accept what we want to say and what we want to offer to them.
我们也实在知道，这绝对的答案呢，才真的能够带给人得救跟复兴。
We also know that only this one and only truth and absolute truth can bring about their salvation and their deliverance.
我们如果真的爱我们周遭的人，我们真的要留意我们的言行举止。
So if we truly love the people that are next to us, we need to pay attention to our speech and our actions.
因为保罗、希拉这两个人啊，就带来了这监狱里头的复兴。
Because Paul and Silas, two people, they can bring about the revival in the prison.
今天我们尔湾教会啊，有这么许许多多的弟兄姐妹。
And today in the Irvine Church, we have so many brothers and sisters.
我更相信我们更常常可以给人带来复兴。
And I truly believe that all of us, we can bring about revival, to the people around us.
如果我们再仔细的想想这个他们所保罗跟希拉所做的事情。
And if we truly try to think about once again what Paul and Silas they have done,
我们也这样子做。
And if we can follow their example,
一定可以带来个人的复兴。
We will be able to bring about our personal revival.
带来家庭的复兴。
Bring about our family revival.
带来教会的复兴。
And bring about the revival in the church.
唱诗。
And let's sing him.
265首
265